Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205 A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we always are mindful of your hand working in the world. Let us always see the greatness that you are and always be willing to seek you and know you and love you more. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we have a rather interesting passage in today's reading. And the passage reflects on something that you heard in the news. You know how often that you will hear in the news things that you can relate to from the Bible. And one of the reasons is because the Bible takes place in the real world at the time. And therefore, just as the real world at the time is reflecting it reflects real lives and real people, so does the Bible then connect with real lives and real people today? Well, again, we're continuing, as we are this whole week, through the book of Wisdom, and we're now in the sixth chapter, because we're jumping around. Sixth chapter? We went through five chapters already, Farda? No, we didn't. We looked at part of the first, now we looked at part of, I believe it was the second yesterday, and now we're going to jump over to the sixth, and we're looking at a powerful passage. And one of the reasons why is because even though the passage wasn't quoted, and I do not believe he is a Catholic anyway. So remember, this is from the Apocrypha in the Protestant idea. This is from the Canada books in the Catholic idea. But it was still a principle from God, and that is authority is given to you by God. And there you go. Jesus said the same thing to Pilate. But that means that, guess who you are answerable to in your authority? And you are answerable in your authority to God. Now, it's interesting, and it's really important to note this, because this was said by the Speaker of the House, the current Speaker of the House, Michael Johnson, and he made that powerful statement where he said that his authority was given to him by God. Well, that's said many times in the Bible, but of course, when the media reported on it, and by the way, his name is Mike Johnson, that's what he goes by, so I said Michael, Mike. When he said that, of course, the media jumps on that because the media doesn't get it. And we all know that. Just understand, when it comes to religion, the media doesn't get it. And I'll tell a true story, which all my stories are true, but I will come out, and this is testify to this. I've appeared several times in various venues, MSNBC, CNN, Channel 5, locally, and a few other places, NPR. And of course, they would call me in regards to some of the difficulties the church was going through, especially during the sex abuse crisis, because I also spoke up in support of the people of the church, which I did. And, so I kept getting these phone calls from MSNBC, which was fine. I'd been on MSNBC a few times. And finally, I explained to the producer that, I'm a priest, that my real focus, focus is spiritual issues. And the producer actually said, "Oh, I'll remember that, spiritual issues," she said. Whenever we do those, we'll give you a call whenever that will be. And, I remembered that. I always remember that quote. I mean, I don't know if I have every word correctly, but that's words to the effect. And if I have a word or two wrong, I may. but pretty much that's what she said. And I still remember this, whenever that will be. Well, because you have to realize that when someone says something spiritual or religious, especially about Christianity, and even the others, but especially about Christianity and definitely about Catholicism, most of the media have no clue what you were talking about. I've actually taught that, by the way. If you really want to make sure you're never quoted by the media, talk about Jesus. I'm literally taught that, and they have no idea what you're talking about, and they'll never quote you. And that's true. So keep that in mind. And so when Speaker Mike Johnson said these words, you can find from in the Book of Wisdom and other parts of the Bible, that all authority comes from God, and they jump on this, you know what he said, da, 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 ba, 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 because they don't have a clue. And that's an important thing to keep that in mind. They don't understand. They don't know. And I'll talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony in Alston, Massachusetts.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's St. Anthony Alston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast.
We're back, and we've been talking about this powerful message from the Book of Wisdom, but we talked about in light of the words of Mike Johnson, who is now our Speaker of the House, who said that, yes, all authority comes from God, and he recognized that. But if you continue the reading, you will see that means we are answerable to God with all our authority. Well, how do you respond to that? Do you respond to that by being your own image of God and, you know, being this very vicious and intense authority? No, because if you are responding to God in your authority, then you have to be, as we saw early in the week, a just person. And you cannot be a just person if you aren't a person of prayer. And this is important. Now, one of the things, of course, that some people are upset about and they're afraid of is their concerns about changes in our laws and things like that. And, you know, so they're obviously going to be, they're going to respond very intensely on words like that. But what really has to be done is, if he says this is true, that he believes that this authority came to him by God, which is understandable and a perfectly acceptable reasoning, then he needs to understand that, and I'm sure he does, that he has to be a person of prayer to live what the Lord has called him to do. And God, in Jesus Christ, because he's a Christian, will always seek him to do the most loving thing and always respond in the most loving way. That's key. And because if you're not, you're not doing God's will. This whole concept, I mean, what was it? If you remember, it was in the movie UHF, right? And it was a parody. And of course, Gandhi was very, and Gandhi was a popular movie at the time, but Gandhi was intensely built into his nonviolence movement. And by the way, a lot of people don't understand that if you wanted to be part of his movement, he would ask you if you were willing to take up arms for your cause. And if you said no, he wouldn't make you part of the movement, because he explained the nonviolent movement was a step above the violent movement. In other words, it was beyond that. So if you weren't able, if you didn't care enough about your cause to take up arms, then you wouldn't be able to care enough to not take up arms, to really give everything you had in the nonviolent movement. Well, in the same line, we see that whole parody of it in the movie UHF, where they called it Gandhi 2. And in that case, Gandhi was, you know, it was a parody. So he was then, at that point, he was violent. Well, let's go back to that for a second. If you're truly saying that you are rooted in Christ and your authority comes from God, then your response will be, and you are a Christian, then your response will be as Jesus would say, and Jesus never took up arms. Remember, Gandhi fully respected Jesus. So as the Speaker of the House, he, and this is something the media is not going to get. I told you my experience on MSNBC. This is something the media is not going to get. The obvious first question that a true reporter who understood his subject would then ask Speaker Mike Johnson is, oh, really? Tell me about your prayer life and tell me how serious you take the words of Jesus and how are you going to take those words in the way you live your faith and as Speaker of the House. But the reporters don't get it. So anyway, you can see we go right back to this reading and we can come right into the news even today. Happens all the time. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
And don't forget, the best way you can support our parish and our program is to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's at 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, in Alston, Massachusetts. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass and join us in worshiping the Lord in Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston.
En Cristo vivimos.
Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205 A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity.